So when it comes to men's testosterone levels, they have never been lower. Okay, we've got an epidemic on our hands. It never gets discussed. It's something that on this channel really infuriates me. We've got the current lowest testosterone levels ever. We've got the lowest sperm volumes ever. We've got the highest obesity, the highest rates of infertility. The male gender is fading away. Now, a big reason that this is happening is the way that the modern world is set up, all the plastics, the chemicals in our water, the modern day habits that we have, which are designed for convenience, but they don't actually help our hormones. So in this video, what I want to do is show you guys all the things that I do, all the habits on a daily basis that I do to keep my testosterone levels high, to combat the modern world that we're living in. Okay guys, so good morning, a slightly different video. You find me sat at my breakfast table. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to show you all the different ways that I kind of try and boost my testosterone levels or try and keep them high. It's going to be a very interesting video. I did say that the quality of this channel was going to go up. It's going to be a lot more enjoyable. So we're going to start off with my normal routine. Now it's usually a little bit darker than this, but I've had to charge up batteries, set up different kind of sections where I'm going to shoot, where I'm going to do certain things. I've tested different mics and this one sounds okay. We're actually boxing at 10 a.m. and it's currently about 8:30. So might be a bit of a rush today, but this is my first thing that I do, okay? This is stainless steel. Hopefully you can see it. This isn't a wide-angled lens, but this is a liter of water. Okay, and I'll show you how I get my water later. That'll be really interesting. I've actually got this new camera and it's heavy as fuck. I probably should have used the tripod here. But yeah, the water in the morning, 1 liter straight down. I need to shave my head as well. So I'm going to show you guys the kind of products that I use, all the natural stuff that I use and how I do it. I'm just going to take you through the whole day. I'm just going to show you every single thing that I would normally do on a daily basis, all the products that I would use in order to keep my testosterone levels high. Me in the gym, me boxing, I go for a walk in the morning, so hopefully we'll be able to squeeze that in. And I better show you as well what my breakfast looks like. So as you guys can probably see, what I'm having, and I know it doesn't look the best, I've just mushed it all together so that so that the yogurt would blend in. But what I've had is the natural organic rolled oats. I tend not to eat too many carbs, but in the morning I do get them into the body, especially if I'm going to be boxing. I'm probably going to go for a walk, then box, then hit the actual gym, like actually work my legs and whatever afterwards. So that's a big day. And then if you're working all day, you don't want to be tired. As long as you've got energy, you can, you know, you go for a walk late at night to get your calories down, to get your put yourself in a deficit. So that's the way I would do it. I'd rather have energy all day and then have to go for a walk for like 30 minutes at the end of the day. I think that's probably a more efficient way of doing it than being tired all day. You guys would have noticed as well. Let's see if I can bring it up, if I can get rid of this. It's a smaller spoon. Okay. And I do that for orthotropics purposes, so I'm not shoving too much food in my mouth and my face is getting all puffy. So this is what I'll eat in the morning. So this is the Greek yogurt with the rolled oats, and then I've got, and I avoid milk as well. So, you know, if I can find something that's used with oat milk or something, then that's a weapon for me. The wooden bowl. So I use a natural wooden bowl. The reason being, there's a lot of plastic bowls that, you know, just leak BPA into your food. It especially happens when people use, you know, they put food in a microwave, they heat it up, and it's surrounded by plastic. I just don't really use plastic non-stop, so I use a natural wooden bowl. It can actually be a problem. So when you wash it, the bowl starts to split, which is a bit of an issue. You need to dry it super quickly, but at the end of the day, you know, you can replace a wooden bowl every 3 months or something, or every 6 months, whatever. As long as it keeps your testosterone levels high, I think it's worth the cost, personally. So let's eat this food, let's get this liter of water into the body, let's go for a walk. Shave the head actually first, and I'll show you what I'm doing with that. We might have to go for a walk and go straight to the gym, and then we're boxing with the coach, so that should be fun.
Right guys, so I decided to film this part in my bedroom, because when I'm in the bathroom, I put the lights on, it starts making a humming noise, so it just doesn't work as well. But what I'm going to show you now is how I shave my head, the natural creams that I use, the horsehair brush that I use, so everything is natural. There's a little theme here. The aftershave isn't natural, but you can't get around it. I'm trying to create my own that is testosterone friendly. It's just very, very difficult to do. My deodorant that goes under my arms, just my body wash, my soap, everything that I use. My shower head, my shower filter, how it gets rid of fluoride and chlorine and the harsh chemicals and all the pollutants that are in the water. So we're going to be going through absolutely everything now. I'm basically going to break down my entire hygiene routine so that you guys can see what I do to protect my testosterone levels. You know, when you're showering is twice a day, then you know you could be it's not that time of day, but I'll brush my teeth just to show you everything that I do, okay? So we'll go through it all because we're doing it multiple times a day. It's probably the most important thing out of the remaining 20%. So let's go through everything now, guys, and then we're going to shoot off and we're going to go and box. So here, guys, are a lot of the products. Sorry if there's a hum in the background, but we can't be perfect, okay? So this is the fluoride-free toothpaste. I've got a natural balm here, which I get from a local market. It's my day cream. Next up, this is my aftershave. Not testosterone friendly, but very, very useful. Smells unbelievable. My favorite, it's Creed. It's Viking by Creed, sorry. Then over here, guys, what we've got is my kind of roll-on deodorant. It's more of a dab, so I'll show you that in a minute, but you dab that under your arms, and that's the best one I've used. Some of the other ones, the smell fades after like an hour, but that one is probably the best one. So that is, what's it called? I don't even know, guys. Does it say Flexwood? Might say Flexwood. This beard oil is Blue Noir. I got this from my barber's, actually. It's pretty unbelievable. I don't know who that's by, but you can zoom in. Oh, it's actually by the barber's, Sweeney Tom's. It's actually there. Product, fair play, that's impressive. Burt's Bees, which is for kids, but it is natural, so I'm not going to use anything other than that. And I use it on my SMP to get rid of dead skin, and I use it to wash my beard now and again. And this is obviously the First Man Outlier Collection body wash, which is testosterone friendly, as you can see it says right there. And I'm about to run out of this, so I'll probably get one more. Okay, guys, so what we have here is an absolute specimen of a man. Somebody who protects his testosterone levels no matter what. Just got out of the shower, guys, and forgot the most important part, which is the shower heads and the shower unit. And I'll show you now. So this is to filter your water. In terms of chlorine, fluoride, you want harsh metals out of your water. This helps with all of it, okay? And like, there's a constant trend, fluoride shocking. Chlorine, you just don't want that on your skin. The harsh metals and stuff, they leak from the pipes into your water. So what I've got here is something that filters it, makes it really smooth. So what they do, like I said, is they've got little beads in them and they just filter out all of the crap, okay? So you're getting the best possible water. If you're showering 2-3 times a day, you know, over the period of a year, like, that's gonna add up. Do you see what I mean? You don't want that shit on your, those harsh chemicals and the fluoride and the chlorine. Fluoride, which has been proven to lower testosterone levels, you don't want that on your body that often. Plus, it's good for your skin, so it's a major benefit. But you can see already the amount of things that I do on a daily basis to protect my testosterone levels. Now, you can get those products off Amazon and you can just screw them straight in. Obviously, you know, if you have it, like, it's not difficult, but if you haven't got any sort of skills in that area, maybe ask somebody to do it for you. Yeah, all good.
Yay!
Yeah.
currently doing slow motion training. And I know on the back exercise, because of the angle, it doesn't look as though I'm moving anywhere, but I'm going very slowly. As I get here, I'm holding it for a couple of seconds and then letting it back out. I started doing it with my legs first, because as you guys know, my legs historically haven't been huge. I'm not genetically blessed on my legs. Other parts of my body, my back for example, I barely even train it, and it's by far my biggest body part. But my legs, I would train them religiously and I wouldn't get any growth. Now I looked into it and I thought to myself, I'm a sprinter. I've always played football. I've always played rugby. I'm quick. I'm explosive. It's the same when I box. What I don't do and what I've always struggled with is endurance. I used to get cramped quite a lot. So I figured that maybe I have the fast twitch muscle fibers. Why don't I train the slow twitch? Could be bro science, could be wrong, but that was my logic. Now the reason I'm telling you this in a testosterone video is that I've never felt better. I've never had better results. I've never felt more jacked. I've never felt like I had higher testosterone levels.
Right guys, we are back from the gym. I walked to the gym and back, so I'm gonna count that as the first walk. Work comes first. Work always comes first, but sat at your desk all day in front of a screen, that's the quickest way to lower your testosterone levels. So I am gonna sit in the sun, because it's so rare that we get sun in the UK. And guys, if it's just 15 minutes, that's perfect. So
yes.
And get your top off as well, guys. Get as much sun on the large areas as possible. So your back, your chest, your stomach. Makes a massive difference. You can sun your balls as well. I'm not going to show you that. Do you know why I love boxing? Because it kind of... It's same with weights. If you're having a bad day, and I wasn't having a bad day, like things were good, but I felt quite timid, do you know what I mean? You'll probably notice in this video, and I'm going to leave it in, the difference between me now, like the difference in my voice now, compared to how I was in the early stages of the video. It just gets you going, do you know what I mean? You're talking to people, your testosterone's up, you're shaking off the cobwebs for the day. It just feels really good. Like, that's why I do it. So if you do something like that every day, and even on your rest day you go for a walk, it's just going to make you feel better. Worth noting as well, guys, as a secondary, I'm 2 liters of water in already.
We're actually upgrading all our facilities at the moment as well, guys. So this is obviously, actually, you know what? What is it? It's a Mac Mini. It's obviously Apple, but it's a Mac Mini. And I haven't plugged it in yet, but my old PC just broke, so. But I also bought this one. Again, another Apple product. I can't remember the fucking names. They've all got so many different names. But do you know why I got this actually, guys? And this one's actually relevant to testosterone. Let me spin it around.
So basically, the reason I got that is because the way I look at it is I don't want to be in the house. I don't want to be in the house working. If I've got a laptop, I can go to a cafe. I can go to a park. I can sit on a bench. I can sit and work somewhere. And that gets me out of the house a little bit more. Gets me more sunlight, more daylight. It's just better for testosterone levels. You don't want to be sat at your desk typing away, you know, in front of a screen for 18 hours per day. You're just going to ruin your testosterone levels. So yeah, that's not ideal. So by having that, I get to get out into the world, around people. It's just better for socializing. So yeah, it was a purchase that needed to be made, in my opinion. And also, when I was traveling, I had no way to kind of work, so you know, that sucked.
Here's the other thing about the UK, guys, is it is raining.
So basically, you know, you guys, I said that I wanted to walk this morning. I wanted to get up, go for a walk, whatever. And that I walk 3 times a day. My aim is to try and walk 3 times a day. Because in the UK, it's just going to rain. I know it doesn't rain all day. Sometimes it does, but it doesn't rain all day. But it probably rains in like 3-4 hour spells. So if you always plan to go on an evening walk and you've left it till the evening and then it's torrential rain, then you've got no option. You can't really go out, can you? So by having 3 walks per day, if I can get them all in, great. And they're only like 10 minutes, 20 minutes. But yeah, if it rains, at least then I still get 1 or 2. So that's the reason I do it. Now, what I want to do is bring you guys over to the washing up. I want to show you what I use.
So basically, guys, this is the bowl that we used this morning. I purposely didn't wash it up because I wanted to show you guys, and I'll do some footage later on. I'll actually wash it if that makes it more cinematic. But I've got this Ecova So if you ever need to do like a quick bit of washing up, I know people will say, oh, just get a cleaner, but that's just this unrealistic YouTube world, which is weird now. You want to save as much money as possible for the business, not for like having cleaners and security. There's a lot of people talking bollocks, so this just saves a ton of money. You just do it yourself. I just have minimalistic stuff. I can just wash it up, put it away, like I'm not some fucking diva. So I've also got another one as well. I've got one for laundry.
So next up, guys, we're going to see what I eat throughout the day to keep testosterone levels high. Now, it's going to be chicken. I know it's going to be chicken because that's what I've got available. It's what I put with it. I think it's going to be rice and beans or something else or whatever. But yeah, we're going to pack these calories into us and we're going to look at the kind of tools that are used to cook.
So first things first, guys, the pan. The pan isn't actually focusing. Now the pan isn't actually testosterone friendly. This is actually coated in Teflon.
So it absolutely sucks that it's made of Teflon because that lowers testosterone levels. But I've tried to use the stainless steel pans, the ones that are good for testosterone levels, but they're not anti-stick. And you try and clean those motherfuckers, because I'm not. It's a pain in the ass. So there's two areas, aftershave and the Teflon pan. That's the only two that I'll compromise on. If there are maybe warm showers, cold showers, whatever. Like, cold showers I'll do in the summer. I'm not doing it in the winter. I just refuse to. It's just fucking freezing. It puts me in a bad mood. So that's like the three that I'll compromise on. So we're going to put something like sunflower oil in there. Some, you can get like rapeseed oil. You can get all these different types of oils. I don't know which is best, if I'm being honest. But I just know if you get them in a glass bottle and they're natural oils, then they're going to be better than just like slamming a big cube of butter in there or whatever. Some people cook with water. I just like a little bit of a taste. So that's my method. And I've decided what we're going to do is chicken and rice wraps with... we've got kidney beans, we've got carrots, and I'm going to throw in some masala paste and maybe some hummus. So that's going to be delicious, massive meal, post-training, keeps the body going. And the wraps are wholemeal wraps as well. We're not using white bread here.
Okay, guys, this right here is my secret weapon. This is a reverse osmosis filter, so it reverts water back to its original state. The only thing it does do is it makes it, apparently, according to studies, which I don't trust too much. Let me turn this around again, actually. I'll just show you what's inside. They're carbon sticks. Let me focus it. Okay.
Basically, 10 years ago, I used to know about all this stuff. I was studying it. So I was studying reverse osmosis filters and how much better it is for you. In recent years, studies have come out, okay? And I don't trust that. I don't trust that because back in the day, it was a lot of like doctors that had their own surgeries and, you know, independent studies and stuff like that. Then, you know, all these articles started to come out from like Healthline and Bupa and all the companies that I do not trust because I think they're all in bed together, getting the same investment from the same investors. So they all came out with articles saying it's bad for you, it strips the water of, you know, essential minerals and it makes the water acidic, so you won't get any health benefits. But then they say, oh, it makes it acidic after like 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever. So they're just kind of moving the goalposts all the time, so I don't really trust them. But just in case it's true, I do put the carbon sticks in, and the carbon sticks will give it the essential minerals back, and it will also re-alkaline the water. So that right there, and I'm telling you now, when you taste that water, you'll go, how bad is the water I have been drinking? Even the best alkaline water, the best smart water, the best on the market tastes like shit compared to what comes out of there. It's smooth as silk. It's another level, guys, okay? So, you know, I drink that and it just keeps my testosterone levels at the best possible level because I'm not having fluoride and chlorine and all the metals and chemicals and all the pollutants that are in normal water. You can taste the difference, I promise you. And then when you put the carbon sticks in and you leave, for example, what I'll do is leave them in overnight. I'll pour that water out. I'll use it throughout the day. I'll fill it up again and just leave the sticks in there.
So throughout the day I'm having about 4 liters of water, and it's purified water, it's re-alkalined, the pH level is perfect, it's got all the essential minerals in that you'll need, so that is the perfect state of water. Now that machine's about £800, the sticks are about 20, so I don't, it's quite a lot of money. That's why it's taken me until this stage in my life to have one. There's other ways around it that you can use, but that is, for me, that's the ultimate. I don't think many people are doing that.
So what I thought I'd do near the end of this, guys, is mention some additional things that you can do to boost your testosterone levels. Number one is sprinting. I'm very tempted to do some sprinting and record it. It depends. I've got a lot going on right now with the streaming platform. Sprinting is fantastic. You don't even need to do many. You probably do 8 to 10, 50 meter sprints and you'll feel fantastic. So, you know, I try and do that at least once every 2 weeks. Secondly is sex. I know it's easier said than done, but if you can have sex at least once a week, that seems to be the sweet spot. I think you can overdo it. If you're natural, you're not on stuff like Viagra, Cialis, testosterone, whatever, having sex too often can deplete you, especially if you're training and working and whatnot. But once a week seems to be the sweet spot. If you're in a relationship, obviously you're going to have to do it more and whatever, but I think if you're a single man, just kind of saving it for the weekends. I think get all your work done, use it as a reward. For me, that seems to be the sweet spot with testosterone, where I feel at my best. And I think if you're having sex regularly, you feel sharp. You know, you feel confident. You feel comfortable around women. You feel like you're, I don't want to use the term because I don't really like it, but you do feel like an alpha male, obviously. Like it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why. And the final thing, and I don't want this to seem like an ad, but you guys know that I take them in my own supplements. So this is the men's lifestyle supplement, and I've also got the testosterone boosting supplement. And the testosterone boosting supplement, I've already done my 3 months of this year. I'm not wanting to take them again. It's not wise because it's so potent. I believe you should only do a 3 month cycle. But the lifestyle supplement I take every single day religiously without fail.
One final thing that never gets discussed, guys, is managing stress. I get very, very stressed from this business. So this is my bedroom. You see how relaxing it is? Just like, these are cool, right? You see, guys, when you're stressed, you produce cortisol. And when you produce cortisol, your testosterone drops and your estrogen goes up. So you've got to manage it. I don't care how soft people think it is. Call me whatever you want. I love this sort of stuff. Like I said, I've picked it up from having women in the house. So at the end of the day, it is a great trait to have, in my opinion. I've got these, for example. This is a diffuser. It just makes the house smell really, really nice. So Highland Escape and sea salt. Okay, guys, I'm going to wrap this up now. But as you lot can see, there's so many different ways that you can protect your testosterone levels. Boosting them, there's loads you can do. You know about most of those, but there's so many little things that people don't know about. So I hope this video was informative. I'm now going to completely unwind and do the most important thing, which is get an early night and get 8 hours of sleep.
So it's probably quite important at the end of this video to give a kind of summary and explain to you guys kind of why I do all of this. So you can see how much I do and how seriously I take it. And I've explained to you guys before that the 80% rule is to sleep 8 hours a night if you can, to drink 4 liters of water per day, to get sunlight, daylight, to exercise, to lift heavy weights, you know, to train your legs, the compound lifts, like these, to eat clean, to avoid alcohol. These are basics. You know, everybody knows these. I could have made a video on this and I could have gone into detail about how sugar is bad for you and whatever. I feel like you guys, if you're in this industry, you've probably seen a video on that before. You probably know this already. So there's no point deep diving into that again. But that is 80% of the testosterone game. You know, if you get all of that right, you're going to feel great, okay? All the products that I've shown you today, legitimately, including my own, they're not going to matter too much as long as you're doing those core fundamentals. However, if you want that extra 20% boost, so it's almost like the 80-20 Pareto rule. If you want that extra 20% boost in testosterone, which I think every guy should, that's just my opinion, then you need to do all the other things. Okay, because it normally wouldn't be an issue. But like I said at the start of this video, the way that the modern world is designed in terms of having all these chemicals, having certain modern day conveniences that have a negative effect on our hormones, because we have these things, we need to combat it in some way. And that's where all these natural products come in. Now, on their own individually, is using a kind of set, you know, I say toxic, but they're semi-toxic washing up liquid, is that going to destroy your life? Is it going to shrivel your penis and you're never going to be able to have kids? No, on its own, it's not going to happen. But if you're using the incorrect body wash, the incorrect toothpaste, if you're drinking tap water or bottled water and that plastic bottle, the container that it's in, has been left in a window like this and the sun has been heating it up all day, or you go and play tennis outside and it's heating up that plastic and that's going into your water, you know, and then you're using a semi-toxic washing up liquids, and it, you know, this adds up. And then you're using a deodorant, an aftershave, 2-3 times a day, guys. You know, and collectively, if you're doing all of these things, eventually your testosterone levels are going to take a hit, because it's the accumulation effect. Now, on their own, are they going to have a drastic effect? No. If you don't take my lifestyle supplement or my testosterone supplement, are you going to have low testosterone levels? No, because you've got the core fundamentals, but that will give you a boost. You know, that will help combat some of the modern day conveniences that have a negative effect on our testosterone levels. An example is a Teflon pan. You know, a Teflon pan, hugely convenient, hence why I use one, but it has a knock-on effect, a negative knock-on effect on our testosterone levels. The world is full of these things. It's full of these things. So on their own, like I said, not a major problem, but when you add them all up and you... So if you were to tally them throughout a week and you were to see how many times you used a product or something that you do negatively affects your testosterone levels, i.e. sitting at your desk and working from a laptop all day, keeping your phone in your pocket or something, which has been known in studies to damage sperm, it's going to accumulate. You know, and over a week, if you tallied it up, I guarantee it's at least 200-300 times that you negatively impacted your testosterone levels. And that's why I wanted to make this video, because I feel like there's a lot of data out there about boosting testosterone levels in terms of squat, deadlift, you know, all the basics. And look, I'm not knocking them because they're correct, but if you want to dig that little bit deeper and, you know, the smaller subtle nuances that people don't really take into account, you know, the smaller things that go under the radar that we're doing every single day, the daily habits, the soap you use, the body wash, the shampoo, the conditioner, the deodorant that you use, the aftershave, it's all negatively impacting. So you've got to be very, very careful, okay, guys? So I hope you enjoyed this new type of content, and I'll speak to you all soon.